Let me give you a couple of names that I've gathered for defensive coordinator for the Commanders. Everybody knows the name Al Harris, Chicago Bears, former Cowboy assistant, guy who once said he'd go anywhere with DQ. They asked for permission to talk to him. They were denied by Jerry Jones. And subsequently, a year later, he was in Chicago and is still in Chicago, is still in the playoffs, is not available to interview right now, but certainly is a name that you should keep an eye on. I think everybody knows Raheem Morris. He, of course, worked under DQ in Atlanta now and replaced DQ as the interim head coach in Atlanta and was just fired as the head coach in Atlanta. But he also worked under Sean McVay, and they built and rebuilt a hell of a defense, even without and around Aaron Donald. Now, most of it was with Aaron Donald. So you have to keep that in mind. Jeff Ulbrich was also a part of DQ's Atlanta staff. He was special teams coach, and then I think he was the linebackers coach. I may have that twisted, because when Ben Kotwicka left here and went there, I think that's when Ulbrich switched to the defensive side. Former Jets defensive coordinator last year with the Falcons. He still may be under contract. We don't know. But that Falcons defense was flying this year with some good young pass rushers and some really good safeties. Jeff Ulbrich is definitely a name you should keep in mind. Let me give you a couple of other names real quickly. Gus Bradley, longtime defensive coordinator, Chargers, former Jacksonville head coach. He's bounced around to a couple of other teams. Gus Bradley is an assistant on Kyle Shanahan's staff. I think you know already. One of the lesser known, but in the industry known, bright defensive coaches that is not a coordinator, Chris Kocurek, the defensive line coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, he's never called plays, to my knowledge, and he's a defensive line coach, and you don't see that a lot. You don't see that a lot. But you do see it some. You used to see it more. Remember, Jim Tomsula went from defensive line coach to head coach. Right? So I can't rule it out. One of the bright, bright, well-regarded minds. If Jonathan Gannon doesn't get a head coaching job, and I can't imagine that he would, he obviously is free. Wink Martindale is a guy that, hey, he's been up at Michigan. Michigan fired their head coach because he was a fool and hired a new coach. To my knowledge, no decision has been made there. That could be a name that you think of. I think that whoever is the defensive coordinator needs to have two things. One, experience calling plays. And two, an aggressive, relentless, havoc, hybrid style that shows a lot of loaded fronts and drops people out into space and into coverage and into zones, plays man and zone well, coordinates and communicates so that there's less confusion, and somehow, some way gets guys to tackle better, and somehow, some way gets guys to understand that truly ball is life. Because you know what? After 2 years of Joe Witt, who was fired today, and even under Dan Quinn, ball wasn't life, man. Ball was not life. And they never really arrived violently. This defense needs a complete overhaul because whatever it's doing, stopping the run, stopping explosive pass plays, tackling, communicating, zone, man, stop, whatever. Whatever it's doing is not good enough. Not that it doesn't work at times, but it is not good enough even against pedestrian offenses. And you know how I know that? I was in Madrid against Miami, pedestrian. I watched the Minnesota Vikings march all over the field, pedestrian. The Philadelphia Eagles, pedestrian. The Dallas Cowboys, not pedestrian, but they lit them up like a Christmas tree on Christmas in the first half. You get the point? They need a lot. That is not the job of a first-time defensive coordinator, in my opinion. So I would look for somebody with experience, somebody that has an aggressive mindset, that does not mind blitzing six or seven and doesn't think a blitz is always just, let's roll out five straight up and see if our five can beat their five or six or seven. That's not what this team needs. This team needs ultra-aggressive, confusing, complex, creative. This team needs Brian Flores, but they ain't getting Brian Flores. But they need the next best thing. They need to make the job of the offense a whole lot harder. And even if that means some communication issues and some things that have to work on, guess what? They've got to get smarter players then. Or better players. Because no longer can you go out there and say, yeah, we'll go get them with four. Yeah, we'll go get them with five. And let's take our chances that way. Keep everything in front of us because, you know, we don't want to allow explosive plays. No, 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 no. This team needs to be more aggressive. One other name that a fan threw out, I forget who it was, sorry, Jim Leonard, who's been a name that a lot of people have watched. I'll go one step further. I mentioned Wink Martindale. Is it possible Matt Patricia wants to come back to the NFL? The current Ohio State defensive coordinator? Is it possible? I would think. It's also a name that you should keep in mind. So, and if I had to pick one of these guys that I just mentioned, right? Jonathan Gannon, Raheem Morris, Al Harris, Jim Leonard, Jeff Albrecht, Gus Bradley, Chris Kocurek. Again, I'm looking for experience. I'm looking for aggression. I'm looking for chaos. I'm looking to dictate tempo. I would actually lean right now towards Jeff Albrecht, the current Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator. Don't know his contract status. Don't know if they want to keep him or not. No idea. They fired Raheem Morris, so you may not get the option. But if I had to lean towards somebody right here, right now, it'd be Jeff Albrecht. And if I had to lean towards somebody on offense, it would be somebody from the San Francisco coaching staff. Whether that is Brian Fleury, the run game coordinator and tight ends coach of the 49ers. Or my guy, Leonard Hankerson. But again, first-time play callers. That's tough. That's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask. I want somebody that has experience because I value experience while many of you value not hiring a retread because you think somebody new, a new kid on the block, NKOTB, baby, is just going to be the end-all be-all because they have fresh ideas. What the hell if they don't know what they're doing? That's what you all thought about Joe Witt, right? How did that work? How did that work? Not very well. So that's how we wrap up that portion of the show. More tomorrow. Coming up next, dum-dum of the day. We'll keep it in the sports world. And college basketball makes an appearance on the show? Well, that's weird. I wasn't expecting that, but we'll have it for you next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.